The This Week in Music History podcast with Marty Miller from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
And we're looking at the week of November 5th to 9th. We'll start in 1977 and back on November 5th when the manager of the Virgin Record Store in Nottingham and Richard Branson were arrested for showing a poster that read, "Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols."
The police came and arrested myself for the name "Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols," which was the name of the album. John Mortimer, who was a Queen's counsel, said he'd defend us in court. And he rang me up and said, "Look, see if you can find a linguistics expert who can give us a better meaning for bollocks than balls." So I rang up Nottingham University, where the case was taking place, and asked to talk to the professor of linguistics. And the word bollocks was a nickname given to priests in the 18th century. So the actual meaning of the album is, "Never mind the priests, here's the Sex Pistols."
This week in 1982, The Tube had its first showing. Who remembers this? Bring back some memories, doesn't it? This week in 1964, the Beach Boys were in the UK for the first time as a band, and they appeared on the television.
Out on the west coast of America, a new sound was born, the surfing sound. It was a tremendous rage over there, and it's been quite a big success here too. The boys who invented it are making their first television appearance in Britain on Ready Steady Go. Here they are with their big hit number, "I Get Around." The Beach Boys.
This week, back in 1970, America's answer to the British invasion, Aerosmith performed their very first gig. Always amazed me how different back in 1970 Steven Tyler sounded. A lot of Beatles stuff going on this week in years gone by. For example, it was this week in 1963 that Ireland would quite literally never be the same again, because the Beatles had come to town for two sold-out shows at the Adelphi. In fact, just this week, a plaque has gone up on that old building, which is now Arnott's Car Park, and you can go and check it out. But here is audio from that gig and the boys themselves on arrival into Dublin.
Oh, we are surprised. We just sort of... so surprised,
I mean, and it doesn't look register. Surprised every day. we look off our heads, wouldn't we? Yeah. If there's anything I can do, just call on me, and I'll send it along with love for me to you. So that it is a medical, I'll bring it to my rocking little
chair. It's a rocking little record for my job. This week back in 2014, AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd had a charge of attempting to arrange a murder dropped in New Zealand. Here he is on the way out of the courtroom. Classy lad.
The judge has made his decision. We're looking at all options. Let's keep going to the car. Excuse me, out of the way. Get a job.
Is that an appropriate way? After you.
Get a job. Excuse me.
Don't seem to have learned much.
One of the greatest albums of all time came out this week in 1971. Led Zeppelin gave us Led Zeppelin 4. Here's guitarist Jimmy Page talking about a certain track.
The idea of Stairway was to have a piece of music, a composition, whereby it would just keep unfolding into more layers and more moods, and actually the whole intensity of the, or subtlety and the intensity of the overlay of the composition would actually accelerate as it went through on every level, every emotional level, every musical level, and so it just keeps opening up as it continues through its sort of passage.
And some more Beatles stuff for you. This week in 1966, John Lennon met Yoko Ono for the first time. He was at one of her art exhibitions in a gallery in London. Here's John telling the story.
I was having a show at this gallery. I knew the fellow that ran it, so it wasn't It's a bit embarrassing being a Beatle anyway, going into a shop, never mind going into a gallery, because they either all leap on you thinking, oh, he's another mug, you know, like a Texan, he'll buy anything. And I had a bit of a hang-up about art too, having been to art school, and she didn't know who I was, and was saying, do you like to hammer a nail in? It's 5 shillings. So I said, I didn't have any money either, so I said, I'll hammer an imaginary nail in and give you an imaginary 5 shillings. And she agreed with that, she accepted that on the same basis as we accept her work. And I'd accepted her work, and that was how we met, actually.
This week in 1974, Bachman Turner Overdrive were sitting pretty at the top of the charts with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Love how this record came about. Here's Randy Bachman.
Charlie Fatch took it out and heard it. He was the head of the label, and he said, this is magic. I haven't heard anything like this on the radio. You must put it on the album. I said, you're nuts. The guitars aren't even in tune. I'm stammering and doing bad Van Morrison impressions. I don't know what I'm doing. This isn't even a song. I haven't even written it. I'm just blurting out lyrics. And he said, no, it's charming. I discovered Maggie May for Rod Stewart, and that shouldn't have been a single because it was like 7.5 minutes long. Believe me, this would be a career song. And I said, what does that mean? He said, you'll be singing it every day of your life.
And that is a look at the week that was in music history, November 5th to 9th, here on Nova.ie.